Charles, she belongs to me. Yes, sir. You took a fine of her young woman, high class and collect. Why, you're so low that you don't know the meaning of respect. Now, I'm sorry, Charlie. I'm just as sorry as I can be. Oh, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Charlie, she belongs to me. Yes, sir. Let's go, run one time. Play that guitar, baby. You
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave. And we just came back there from a set of songs that some might call country. But not the way you might think modern country is, because we don't play that here. This was leaning more towards outlaw-style country. We ended off with a track there from London, Ontario's Dragsville, a short-lived band from the early 2010s. And they had an album out in 2014 called Welcome to Dragsville. We heard the song Suitcase. Prior to that, we had music from The Locusts Have No King. They haven't put out an album or a formal release in quite some time, but back in 2017, Psychic Readings Records here out of Windsor, which is put together and releases music mostly from Roy Trout, put out a compilation album. Volume 1 was the only one we had. Maybe one day there'll be a Volume 2. But on this was a Locusts Have No King song, one that I don't believe was released anywhere else, called Is It or Ain't It? It's also a fixture of their live sets when they play. Hopefully they come back around. It's been a while since they've played. They always put on a great show. Prior to that, we heard new music from the Ford City Ramblers. This is actually a new Windsor band, and it features, it's a trio, and sometimes they alter members, but on this recording, it features three musicians, one of which is Alex Dokoisky, who has been playing in the Ramblers for some time and also does solo work, who we've played on the show before, and also Josh Kaiser, who is, I believe, playing the banjo on that one. And he's in many bands, including Psychic Void and Tea Leaves. And that's from a new single they just put out, which is called I Must Confess. We heard the B-side called Ramblin' Kind. Prior to that, we heard music from Rick White and the Sadies. They put out an album very recently. It was kind of like a surprise release, self-titled. The Sadies backing up Rick White, longtime friends and collaborators in many different forms. We heard the song Walls from this excellent release. Prior to that, we had more, I guess, country, but still leaning towards the outlaw ways of country. We had a really interesting release that I discovered from 1970. It was Carl Perkins backed by the band NRBQ. And if you know anything about the NRBQ, they're a really interesting band. They've been around since the 60s. And they're known for their spontaneous mixture of styles when they play, mixing everything from rock, pop, jazz, blues to Tin Pan Alley. And they've been going for a while. They split for a while and then came back, and they play, according to the internet here, they've been playing since 2011 after a few breaks in between. But anyways, they backed up Carl Perkins on this 1970 album, which is called Boppin' with NRBQ, and I don't know if all the tracks are winners, let's just say, but that one track we did hear was quite good, and there are several tracks on there, kind of like deep cuts, you know, in the discography of Carl Perkins and NRBQ. We heard the track called Sorry Charlie. Prior to that, we heard music from the Flying Burrito Brothers featuring Graham Parsons from their 1968 release, The Gilded Palace of Sin. We heard Wheels from that release. And then we heard a pair of tracks, as mentioned, from Sanford Clark, American musician and rockabilly musician as well. And he put out this really cool album, came out in 1968, called They Call Me Country. And what it did is it basically blended garage with country and rockabilly, and is really unique. And at that time, I don't think people were doing anything like that. And you can get this album through Numero Group's website. They reissued it not too long ago after being out of print for decades, and I don't believe it's on any streaming platforms in any legal way, let's just say. But we heard a pair of tracks called It's Nothing to Me and The Fool. The Fool was a song he had in 56, and that was a hit for him, written by Lee Hazelwood. And he did a lot of work with Lee Hazelwood. And also, this is a different version of the 56 hit, featuring a lot of fuzz guitar, which I really quite enjoyed. And I'm sure Adam would have enjoyed if he was here this week. Hopefully he'll be back next week and he can judge me on how I did on the show tonight. Coming up next, we're going to switch focus yet again, going back to some newer stuff, mixing in some garage and indie rock. We're going to hear another new track from a band called The Meringues, based out of Kingston, Ontario. We played a song from them not too bad long ago, a few weeks back. They have an album coming out on September 16th, which is called Pavlova's Dog. We're going to hear a song, a new single called Royalty. We're also going to hear music from La Luz's latest News of the Universe. And then we're going to hear some other psyche-type rock in this set. So stay tuned. You are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. This is music from The Meringues, and the song is Royalty on Revolution Rock.